Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, January 2nd, 2022, broadcasting from the Basketer Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green, and welcome back.
Good morning, and yes, sorry to be gone for another week. I could have been gone this week, but I couldn't stay away from you that long, Ed. I just couldn't. And I missed all our listeners. I saw more people this past week who say they love listening to us. I just love it. Mm-hmm. Several new patients in the past week that heard us and were in the office. I thought, wow, who knew? We have at least six listeners now. That's fantastic. So it's been a great week. You know, Christmas was great. I hope it was for you, spending time with all my kids, you know, because two are out of town, and it's so nice to have them in. And so many good, lively discussions regarding COVID, regarding mm-hmm. vaccines. I'm just glad to see my kids think it through and make their own decision. And I'm glad they weigh the evidence, and I don't always agree with them. But, hey, at least they thought about it and didn't just swallow any Kool-Aid for many government official, and that made me happy. And I remind people, yes, these opinions are just mine and Ed's. They're not my employer or, you know, this station's, but we still have that First Amendment right, and I'm so thankful that we do. You know, you saw the NBA player that changed his last name to Freedom.
No, I did not.
It was fantastic, but to listen to him talk, and he was actually being interviewed by an Englishman who had immigrated, and they were talking about how much they love this country, the freedoms they have in this country, the ability to succeed, the ability to speak, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, everything. And, you know, to hear them talk just renewed my faith. It really did. And I know that probably speaks for the majority of the population, even though you don't think that when you turn on most of the national news networks. But it's so nice to hear that from people that I respect. How about you?
I love that. I love that story. And we still are in the greatest country of the world and universe as best we know. There's no doubt about it. And as I've always said, the pendulum in history has always gone from one side to the other with time. And it's starting to do that. I know we're going to talk a lot about COVID perhaps in the second segment, but tell me in your office setting, what's going on?
Right now, you know, there are still COVID positive patients. We still have, you know, four offices. We're thinking about redesigning our office so we can handle COVID positive patients or probable COVID positive. But right now in CHI, we have four different locations, and people are routed to those because they are designed for that, to keep other people safe. Mm-hmm. And we're still going to keep our patients safe no matter what we do. But as far as what we are actually seeing locally, as much like nationally, yes, there is some Delta. The Delta is causing most of the hospitalizations. Many of those are in unvaccinated. I'm not trying to sound like a government hack, but it's just true that the presence of antibodies in your system really does reduce the risk of hospitalization and death. It just does. Whether, in my opinion, whether they are natural, like the Cleveland Clinic showed, that's great. And, you know, antibody production, that's natural antibody production, is fantastic. It mm-hmm. is superior to vaccinated, but vaccinated is still excellent immunity, excellent protection, and will protect you, not prevent, but give you marked protection from hospitalization or death. So I'm still a proponent of vaccines. But those who choose not to, and one of my kids is one of those people and was receiving a lot of heat, but I had to tell her, I respect your decision. I do. And she gave good scientific evidence. And frankly, she's got 5 degrees, so she can make her own mind up. Thank you very much. And she's an adult. So, you know, I respect that. When you look at Omicron, remember, for the vast majority of people, it's a cold, it's a mild illness. Now, this will be controversial, but this is my opinion. If we simply, you know, so much of the country is having a fit over that, so much of the left-sided media is having a fit over Omicron, but what if we let everybody have a cold? What if they all had a cold? What is our antibody presence going to be like in the herd immunity? It's going to be fantastic. We could end this once and for all, or at least put a big blow to COVID by kind of ignoring Omicron in the cold. But yet everybody's rushing for their tests. And if you have Omicron, they're disappearing for a while so it doesn't spread. I don't know what the right decision is, but, you know, my degree is in microbiology, and I did do viral research at one point, so I do know something.
Yes, you do. And I love your attitude and your opinions and your respect for people's decision-making abilities, and not to legislate these kind of things, but to allow the public to decide. I know last week I spoke about a nice little posting from the British Medical Journal that said this pandemic would end immediately if the media would quit talking about it, because herd immunity is growing, vaccinations work to prevent deaths, and we're at a place where it just keeps, now Omicron is growing quickly right now, but this is the last, to me, is going to probably be the last big outbreak, because herd immunity is going to happen with this one because it's more contagious. It isn't really killing people. Dr. Melvin, I ran into her. She came in Nutrition World about 3 days ago, and I said, so tell me about your office. She said, I've had about 12 patients, all of which is, it's a bad cold. Feel lousy for 2.5 to 3 days. And of course, it's sore throat. It's this, it's that. They're not losing their taste most of the time. And it's just so much less aggressive. None of those have gone to hospital. And today, yesterday, I was speaking. There's a company, ED Wave, that is Dr. Cohn's office, Hickson Neurology. And they have a cool technology for erectile dysfunction that's non-drug. But the nurse I was speaking to that operates that, she also works at the hospital. She said 97% of the sick people are in there with flu, not with any COVID.
Yes, flu A has been a big problem in the area. It really has. We've seen flu and strep. I hate to say it, it's almost nice to treat those. It's refreshing because we're seeing the things we're used to. I wonder if Dr. Melvin talked to you about what I was saying. If you let Omicron run its course, let people have a cold, you know, you would have massive antibody production in a large part of the population to coronavirus, which is what we want. I mean, if a lot of people don't want to get a vaccine, but they're not scared of a cold, they then have a lot of antibodies. That's not a bad thing.
Bingo. And I think with this one being more contagious, and I think it's a blessing to have this one because it's not going to be as deadly. It's going to create herd immunity. There was actually a customer who called me this past week. Her name was Deborah. She's shopped with me for 35 years. She's about 65 years old, extremely healthy, not overweight, no risk factors. And she was talking to me, some people do, at length, and sometimes I only have so much time. So I gave her about 20 minutes, and she was saying, you know, I'm not really afraid of COVID at all, but I don't go to the gym anymore, and I don't go out to eat, and I really try to stay home. I said, listen, Deborah, what you're saying is not true. You're living in a prison, and I want you to go out and find, and she's single, I said, I want you to go out and find a man who has COVID and kiss him, because you have to get over this, and you are convincing yourself you're not afraid, when in fact you have fear. You have fear locking you into this prison. You are going to be fine because you're super healthy. So try to get it, because you're not going to get the vaccine. So go out and get it. And she was like, I never thought about that before. Yes, we all need to have antibodies. Depending on how you decide you want them is the only choice. You want some with the vaccine? Fine. But you know, and I also know, Dr. Green, there are people with vaccines who are getting, as Sean did, and many people, they are getting another round of COVID, even with the vaccination.
Well, the vaccination doesn't prevent a repeat infection. It just doesn't. You know, one thing, as you were talking, I was thinking about that one child of mine that decided not to do the vaccine. And her schools and employers did not require it, which that's fine with me. What she didn't like, and she voiced it repeatedly, is the way she is vilified with her friends and even family. And I would just say, in my opinion, that needs to stop. It needs to stop from person to person. It needs to stop in the media. And we need to stop vilifying people because of a choice. There are just too many instances in history when you decide to vilify a people group, it never ends well. And Churchill warned us, learn your history or you are doomed to repeat it. And we need to listen to him. He was a wise man. That was a wise saying. And if people want to look into vilified people groups, well, your history books are replete with them. So please don't do that. Everybody stop. I mean, not that the media is going to quit, but it just, I hope enough people speak up. I'm starting to hear that from some people, and it needs to be a widespread, just like they've been vilifying them on so many news programs. They can reverse that. I've watched them do a 180 on so many topics. They can do it again.
They can do it again. And I'm not going to say it at this point, but I started something last week, Dr. Green, and I'm going to do it from at least for the next few months. And it's called Coward of the Week and Hero of the Week. And what I'm going to speak of, and I'm going to do it in the second segment, is related.
Think it's going to offend people?
The people who are called cowards, sure.
That's
it will.
Great.
I love it. Yeah. In fact, you know, one of my old history heroes is Upton Sinclair. I don't know if you know much about him. He was in the 1920s, and back in those days, the meat industry was absolutely dismal about sanitation. People were dying constantly because the meat packing and slaughterhouses were so filthy, it was spreading terrible food poisoning to so many, but they were eating because they were hungry. And Upton Sinclair stood up for and said, we have to change this. And he was attacked vehemently from every single angle of his life because he stood up for the right thing. And I so enjoy reading his one quote that I actually read 10 years ago, and I put it in my Pinterest account. It says, I intend to do what little one man can do to awaken the public conscience. And in the meantime, I'm not frightened by your menaces. That's me. And I think you too. Bring it on. I am not frightened at 65 years old, and I'm going to voice my opinion. And I'm not trying to say and vilify and tell you not to believe what you believe. Just give me a right to speak the truth and let it fall wherever it may fall.
Yeah. Now, if you believe something strongly and decided to be a hypocrite, now then I wouldn't respect you.
No.
But if some of these people that I see that with whom I do not agree, if they actually lived out what they're saying, I might have some respect. But the problem is, they say they have strongly held beliefs, and then they don't even live by their own. So, I mean, that is one of the pet peeves for me. However, there are plenty of good men and women that do stand by their beliefs and live by them.
I agree. And you know what? It's time to take a break. When we come back, I've got several great notes on health, not just on the vaccine and COVIDs. So we got a great, great amount of information.
At least we give a good spin to COVID.
Absolutely. And it does help us to actually speak on health because it helps us to redirect it into many other areas of conversation. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, Dr. Green, last week I had a really good interview that came out of nowhere, actually, a guy named Jeff Owens. He's from a company that makes enzymes. And we talked about nattokinase and how it can prevent blood clots, especially during sickness. Or what I talked about was during long hours of travel, you know. And I'm sure, I know you've seen this plenty of times. People who on an airplane for 9 hours, they get off and deep vein thrombosis and things start happening. Or in a car. And I just love this nattokinase because taken morning and night, it can really help prevent that. But I want to test your memory because mine is simply not where yours is. Huh. But Nutrition World is going to have the CHI Memorial Breathe Easy Lung Coach at Nutrition World's parking lot on Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I don't recall the physician who we interviewed on that.
That's Dr. Hedrick.
There you go. I knew you would know that.
And yeah, him I know.
Okay. Well,
great guy.
Yes, I love talking to him, and I really connected very well. But what this is for people, it's a really cool screening that if you are 55 to 80 years old and you've been a current smoker or you've quit within the past 15 years, you can come in and get a free scanning.
And if you're not in that age group or your insurance doesn't cover it, out-of-pocket expense is supposedly $150, which is a fantastic price.
I love your memory. That's exactly.
I thought about doing that for myself. I have no reason to do it. I'm like, why not?
I know.
It's not $1,500, it's $150.
Exactly. And so, again, anyone who's and had a lot of smoking in their history, and I'll tell you, I bought this air monitor for my bedroom because I get on these tangents of just ideas about health, and I really came to the conclusion, which many people have proven this, indoor pollution is far worse most of the time than outdoor pollution. So I bought this $300 monitoring unit that I put in my bedroom, and my air, the volatile compounds were modestly excessive, but the radon was high, and I never thought about radon in my house. So actually 2 days ago, I have a company came out that they've put in professional monitoring of radon, and it is a huge risk factor for lung cancer.
But can you stop that?
Yes, because what's going to happen, my daughter did the same with this company when she bought this house she moved into, and it was tested. She's big about testing like I am. She tested mold, and she tested for radon. Mold was fine. Radon was excessive. Well, many decades of radon, you are going to have an increased risk of lung cancer. So mine is on the red level. And so what they're going to do is, if it comes back positive on their machine, they're going to do in my crawl space is where it comes from, and they're just going to have a pump, and it pumps it out.
Well, let me ask you this, if you know the answer, since you've tested these things and I have not. What about all the people around town that live in condos? Now, if you checked your own condo, and let's say it was high in mold or radon or both, and you treat them, does that do any good if your neighbors don't?
Well, first off, you're not going to have radon if you're on the second floor of anything. It only comes from rocks and deep earth stuff.
Okay, so those elevated in a condo, that's
you're fine.
One.
Okay. You're fine. Mold, new
mold's
condo.
Everywhere anyway.
Mold's everywhere, but if you have, you know, a really new condo that never had leaks in it, now mold could get into your condo from your next door neighbor, which means that would have to find the source of it. But of course, mold has its multiple issues, one of which is less lung cancer. Radon's more of the lung cancer. So again, anyone who wants to come, and I encourage you, if you're interested, Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 2.
Absolutely. And people need to take smoking seriously. And I've been exposed in college and whatnot. Wish I hadn't been, but I was. But smoking is such a big deal. Even people who have smoked one cigarette, men only, one cigarette in their entire life need an abdominal aortic ultrasound at age 70. And it's actually covered by insurance, right? Because your risk of aortic aneurysm is higher. One cigarette, just one. I mean, so that's still a crazy statistic to me. But to think about this, the goal, and I know we've talked about it before, but just in case people haven't listened to it, this scan is designed to catch lung cancer in the first and second stage, and those are treatable and curable. In the past, before these scans, we would find them in stage 3 and 4. And at that point, no, you're ameliorating symptoms. You're trying to make people more comfortable, prolong life, but you can't cure it at that point. Only God can do it. But with the scan, you catch it, you know, tiny little lesions, take them out, and you are right as rain.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of over-testing because I think there's a lot of ups and downs and some information that sometimes is not helpful that actually destroys the quality of life. Like I would never get tested for my pancreatic cancer. It's deadly. Once you have it, it's, you know, pretty dismal. Lung cancer is different. The amount of people who could have a small piece of that lobe removed and live the next 40 years is about 90%. So this is a test that I do believe in.
And we learned, and this was something new to me, and I think to you as well, that there is a rise at this time in women that are non-smokers with lung cancer. And that was something Dr. Hedrick talked about, and that was a surprise to me. So women non-smokers are at a higher risk than male non-smokers for lung cancer. And that's not good. It's just the way it is. I don't know if that's radon. I don't know if it's environmental otherwise, but it's just something that's happening now.
Well, we just keep on growing and learning. That's what we do. And if
that's what we're trying to do here, Ed.
That's exactly. We are here to hopefully empower and educate people with things they don't think about.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I want people to think about these things, and you and I will not be right on everything. And you know what? That's fine. Mm-hmm. Half of medicine, that's something that drives some non-medical relatives of mine crazy. But we certainly don't know everything, both as individuals or as a field in medicine. And we are always learning, changing our minds, trying new things. And that's just life. I mean, this is not mathematics. Medicine is a different field. It's not physics. You know, these things do change. We do learn, find a better way. And just with all of the COVID discussions, people need to understand that sometimes the science comes back out. We realize, oops, that was wrong. We need to change how we're doing this. And that's okay.
Well, that's what Dr. Peter McCullough talked about when I was down there a month ago, who is on one of the frontline physicians regarding COVID and this conversation with the improper use of vaccines for groups that don't have a risk factor and some of the side effects. But he made a big statement, and he's older than you are, Dr. Green. He said, in my whole medical history, we have debated among ourselves about topics of health until this one. Now everyone's dug in so deep on their own category of beliefs that there's no debate.
There's debate, but you're vilified if you don't agree with the status quo.
Yes. He says the first time in his whole medical career that he couldn't powwow with his cohorts in order to come up to better conclusions, which is many times what has to happen.
I've heard that's happened around the, we're not in the hospital right now, but in the lunchrooms with doctors, that if someone doesn't agree, they're pretty much laughed off the table. And that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it really is. Because we have to talk about this. The more we talk, the more we learn.
That's right. Communication is key. And for people, I mean, we're not trying to act like the guru, but you and I both are open to differences of opinion, and we're not going to vilify or throw someone out because they don't agree with us, unless they're totally ugly about it. We just quit talking to them. But too many people have drank the Kool-Aid, and we have mass hysteria. But it's lessening. I know it. I see it. It's coming.
Well, there
is.
Now, I may have this wrong. I haven't watched that much news over the holidays, but was it New York that they are mandating now vaccines down to 4-year-olds?
Yes. Yeah.
And to me, all I could think is, why? Have you even thought about the risk to a low-risk 4-year-old, what it can do to somebody? Have they actually investigated this? I'd love to ask them, but nobody seems to be talking about it.
Well, and it's not even an approved vaccine. It's still on an experimental basis. Now, one thing, I fly airplanes and love it. It's one of my loves of my life is aviation. As I spoke about, I think I flew down to Orlando about 3 or 4 weeks ago with several of my staff members, Matt, Adam, and Scott. Had a wonderful time. I did have an experience with Delta 8 I want to talk about. I think I may have mentioned it. It's really,
yes.
Really crazy. But the FAA, I read it yesterday. There is an absolute regulation by the FAA that says no drug that has been on the market less than 12 months can ever be given to a pilot until after the 12 months. Well, guess what? Everything because of the method of how they are securing the administration of this vaccine has bypassed the laws because all the pilots are getting it. And the FAA policy violates its own rules. And already,
that's what I was about to say.
We have already had, I mean, common sense says this. We're taking an experimental vaccine and you're putting it into a man or a woman who's flying a 747 with 250 or 400 people. Makes no sense.
That may or may not increase the risk of myocarditis, heart failure, blood clots. You just don't know.
No, and if he's driving his car home, it's one thing. He's flying 400 people. You don't take a chance, even down to the level of me. If I fly you in my plane, you don't want to add to any risk. Flying is safe, but it's still not as safe as driving a car.
Well, right now they're canceling 30% of the flights anyway.
That's right. Yeah, it's horrendously bad. Darren, who you know and I know very well, who does his own podcast, which is wonderful, was on there with him just a few weeks ago.
He's been on our show, too.
He has. A great fitness guru, and just have great respect for him. But he was just in here, and he finished his podcast. He's talking about going to Costa Rica because he loves it. He's been there multiple times.
Like to live there or just to visit?
He lived there for a couple years. And I mean, he just, he said, Ed, you would die for the quality of food that they have. Everything's local. It's very inexpensive. And I said, I could fly my plane there. And he was telling, yes, you could. You go to Miami, then you go past Cuba and you can get there. And I'm like, that's the only way I would go. I am not flying commercial. I'm just not doing it.
I've had a lot of patients say the same thing and encourage me to buy land down there and move.
Really.
I haven't done it yet. I've got too much family here, but they all speak highly, just like Darren.
Well, I did see on some of the numbers yesterday, CDC is estimating that 58.6% of the COVID cases are Omicron at this point. This was as of 2 days ago.
Yeah, and I was seeing a stat right at 60%, so that's about the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And about 40% Delta, which Delta is still a player. It just is, you know.
Yeah.
But the majority are Omicron, which is not necessarily bad.
Absolutely. And
what did I say about 2 years ago? You can't stop a virus.
You said it over and over.
And I'm
and
hearing
over.
People say that now. I'm like, finally.
2 years later, even some of the authorities are saying you can't stop it. We have to let the wave go, and we'd manage it as best we can, which is what's happening. And thank you, Omicron, because you're highly contagious and you're not deadly. We finally will get more herd immunity than we've ever could with the other two versions. And prepare yourself just like you would any infection. I don't care if it's the flu. I support it with nutrients. You support it with Tamiflu's. But whatever support system, do something appropriate, not some of the crazy appropriates on either side, mine or yours, like remdesivir. I don't agree with, and putting people on breathing machines early on, I don't agree with. But using ivermectin, using nutrients, vitamin D, quercetin, all of that.
And don't forget zinc. I mean, zinc is approved for the prevention of the common cold.
Yes.
It can help your symptoms if you're already infected, and it might help with coronavirus. It's possible. So why not? So I have a lot of my patients adding zinc as well.
Well, quercetin actually works just like hydroxychloroquine alone because it shuttles zinc into the cells. That's how quercetin works, which is a natural product. And actually, quercetin comes from onions, apples, green peppers, tomatoes, and blueberries.
I like all of those.
And so, again, eating these healthy foods is very important. In fact, I did a New Year's YouTube, and when I do things, I actually have like amnesia. If you ask me what I said on there, I know the three bullet points, but I don't recall it, and I don't like watching myself. It just came out a day before yesterday, but on there I talk about the power of foods, the power of proper sleep, and the power of exercise, and I do it in an odd way. I just don't recall how I did it. So I encourage you, if you can, watch that video to prepare yourself with three steps to improve your health significantly for 2022.
You know, I was so proud of my kids. That's one of the things they asked at Christmas, Dad, what can we do naturally that's going to help prevent this?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
wonderful.
I was telling them all of these things, this and more, and I was so proud, and they're getting screenshots of all the things they need to go get, and, you know, couldn't be more proud, and they're all very healthy, and if they do get sick, well, by golly, they get over it so fast. So, you know, like if they get corona, about 24 hours later, they're fine.
There you go. And, you know, I read this just the other day, and I thought it was so appropriate. It said, so far, all of you have survived 100% of your worst days. That can include COVID. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, you survived 100%. So let's have some confidence in our own system, but let's support it at the same time.
Yes, and I am once again increasing my gym time and my running and getting back into all those things that I love so much. It's a bit painful the older we get, but boy, is it fun.
It is worth it.
I'm enjoying it so much.
All the way around. And I want to talk on the next segment about the crazy that I did in the gym. This morning, so that's why I'm limping a little more than normal, but that is time to take a break. When we come back, talk a little bit more about COVID and a few other nutrient things that I want to discuss that's pretty exciting. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I do want to talk about what I spoke about early on, the coward of the week and the hero of the week. Well,
I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, okay. The coward of the week is actually United Airlines. I don't know if you saw.
So it
the
doesn't
testimony.
Have to be a person.
No, I did. I did last week. I don't forget who I said, but coward of the week this week is United Airlines. You know, I don't know if you saw, and I don't watch TV, but I did see the testimony of the CEO of United when he was being interviewed very strongly by a congressman and was talking about how callous disregard they have for the employees, the people who did refuse the vaccine. They not only laid them off, they stopped their insurance, their health insurance. How evil is that? That is awful because they didn't fire them. They only laid them off until further notice, but they took away their health insurance.
That's cruel.
It is cruel.
So it shows that they really have no disregard for their health or safety.
That's exactly right, because there was actually two of the pilots' wives who were waiting for surgery who could no longer do it because they have no health insurance.
Made me want to look for a job with another company.
Yep, I agree. And the hero of the week, I've actually got two. One is Waffle House. I went to the Waffle House on Christmas.
I love Waffle House.
Christmas morning, I went there and got me my eggs, which I normally don't go to Waffle House. But, you know, I'm eating kind of a keto diet, and you can have eggs and something else and not get
so good.
Friendly. Now, the problem is the potatoes, which I didn't get.
You have to eat so many eggs when you're doing that for pure keto purposes.
Yeah, well, and I did. It was Christmas Day. I had a biscuit. I did not even know Waffle House had biscuits. They were good, too. Oh, my gosh. Now, I brought my own butter because they have margarine.
Now you're making me hungry, Ed.
But I had only one biscuit, and I had four scrambled eggs, and I had a sausage. Prefer turkey, but they don't have it that I know of there.
And that's like me going to Cracker Barrel and ordering a salad. I mean, I want my biscuits and a stack of pancakes. It's just so hard.
And it was on a special day. But the reason I'm going
to say... So half the calories on a holiday.
That's right. But the reason they're heroes is because you can tell that they are at peace with not having to wear a mask any longer. They don't manage the customers like looking at us like we're criminals. Unlike some restaurants, and I just love their attitude at Waffle House.
That's
awesome.
Seem
to be happy people.
And then we get to choose, you know, depending on where you stand in your beliefs.
Yep.
Do you want to patronize that business or go somewhere else? It's your choice.
Exactly.
Kudos to Waffle House.
Exactly. Now, the other hero is the country of Japan. Did not realize this till this week, but they've now taken steps warning citizens about potential side effects of the COVID injection and also not saying not to do it. They're actually recommending it. They're just giving them full disclosure. That's what I want.
I have another coward for you, though. I saw that they were significantly cutting the Marines, which when they're getting, you know, discharging the Marines who choose not to get the vaccine, that's also a political calling. And to me, that is both devious and cowardly.
Ooh.
And yes. I hate to say that, but that is something I did see the tail end of of a report. And if that's true, that's not good.
Anyone who cannot see that there's more than one agenda going on is blinding themselves. There's no doubt. And the thing about Japan is they are no longer requiring mandatory vaccinations. But they also made a huge statement that no one will be discriminated against who chose not to be vaccinated, and they will not force anyone to vaccinate. And it said it's the first country that stood up to say all of this as a total country. Yes, Japan, and
I'm proud of them.
And yes to Waffle House.
You know what I wish we could do on this show, but it'd probably be too political and not enough medical. I've noticed that my former Soviet bloc patients have been talking to me a lot about what they are seeing and their concerns. The thing is, they've seen it. They've been there. Mm-hmm. They've watched those kinds of governments force their dictatorial schemes on everybody. They know what it looks like and feels like. They know what the results are. I wish we could have them speaking on every major news program right now.
Yes, because they've seen history in the making. They know. Yes. They've lived it. That's scary stuff.
But they're trained not to speak up is the problem.
Yeah. And I want now, so before we run out of time, I want to talk about this Delta 8. I talked about it last week. Delta 8 is an offshoot of CBD. I have been using it now for sleep, and I pretty much think it's just incredible most of the time. It makes me hungrier, I will have to say. It does very similar to THC, but it's not quite THC, but yet there's some in it. THC gives me some leftover kind of hangover. I wake up fully refreshed with Delta 8. We chose not to sell it for 2 years because we were too concerned of the toxic ingredients that many companies use to derive Delta 8. I will be telling people, be very cautious. Anyone who purchases it, do one half of a gummy the first time to test it. As I spoke earlier, I was at the Orlando convention. A company gave me two gummies, and I said, I'll chew both. He said, I would not recommend that. I thought I was Superman. I chewed two. 2 hours later, I was a zombie.
Should Super never zombie. Have
chewed. Yes, and I had to work. And so my three employees were basically leading me around like I was...
lucky to still have your eyebrows after that.
I was slurring my speech, and it was not good. It lasted 7 hours. It was not a pleasant afternoon. But now I've worked it out, and actually I gave some to Betty at Acropolis. She's about 82 years old, and I was there a couple nights ago, and it's just so pleasant because it takes anxiety down. If you do it properly, which is one half to one gummy, and you're not out driving a car at first, you will test positive for THC, but I love Delta 8. It is in a gray area of legality. There could be legislation passed that we can't sell it, but at this point, it is lovely. Delta 8.
Let me remind people, if you are in a business like I am where you are prone to random drug screens, you probably should not do a CBD, even though I'm a fan of CBDs.
Yes.
I don't do them. You know, I think they're good for so many things, and the safety is immense. But be careful. But many businesses, only one I'm sure of is Amazon, does have a get out of jail free card. From what my patients have shown me, they just go to HR, they bring me the form, and I say, yes, it's medically approvable or safe. I can't remember what the document says. They take it back, and that way, if they test positive, they don't get fired. And kudos to Amazon for doing that. I mean, that's applaudable to them. Anyway, does Zunta or Hill City Hemp make a Delta 8?
No, they don't. And for valid reasons, but we have to embrace things that I believe in that are safe and effective because people have such needs. And one of those needs is anxiety and sleep.
Do you have a manufacturer you think is a quality?
There's a manufacturer in Chattanooga. It's called Haygood.
Haygood.
And it's a group of local guys, and it is amazing how well this stuff works. But be cautious and careful, and like Dr. Green says, job-wise, don't do it if you have super risk or you're going to be tested. But Delta 8 is on. I'm carrying it with me this weekend when I go on a trip. I I will not go without it. I don't want to keep using it all the time, but I like having it in my toolbox of aids that I need. A couple people at the store actually use a half of one to work because we're so busy and they can get anxious, and it helps them to be very productive at the right dose.
You know, we've talked about melatonin, not just for sleep, but for immune support, and I'm trying to be more diligent with taking 10 milligrams of that at least an hour before bedtime. Whether or not it's helping or not, I don't know, but it's not going to hurt me. And that's a good thing people can do as well, that's easy and inexpensive.
So many good little things that are easy and inexpensive that are non-toxic.
Vitamin D, we talk about it, and I think you still give it out to police, fire, emergency healthcare workers,
and
right?
Teachers.
Okay. Yeah. You know, but when I think I may have been exposed, yes, I increase my vitamin D intake for several days. There's no adverse side effects, and then go back to my normal supplementation.
And it's just a crime that this is not being talked about on the media, because 93% of all people who passed away with COVID did have low vitamin D. Does that mean that it is perfect? No, it's not. There's some interpretation with all that, but there's too much correlation to ignore that. I do want to put a plug in for one thing at Nutrition World. We have a space for rent downstairs. It's 1,140 square foot. A doctor moved out of it because they needed to move downtown, and it's beautiful. If anyone needs a space that is focused on natural health, please contact me at Nutrition World, 1,140 square feet. I don't know if you've probably seen the cover of the book, the Robert Kennedy book, The Real Anthony Fauci. It is an amazing piece of history. This guy, Robert Kennedy, had to have spent endless hundreds of hours putting together the facts. We're talking facts now. We're not talking just gossip and opinions.
So it goes even into his investments and things that people are not talking about.
All the way back to when there was the AIDS debacle that he screwed up and killed many people.
I may just have to read that.
And I don't know if you heard or know, but last week I mentioned this. Dr. Oz is retiring from his show to run for office because he is going after Fauci.
I saw him interview. They asked him about his family. He seems to be a really good guy.
Yes, he does.
Just a good doctor, but a good man.
Right. I was with him. I have a picture on Facebook from about 5 years ago. Katie and I, my daughter, he came to Chattanooga to speak, and I was invited to be there with him. It was pretty dang cool. But
if he comes here, let me know.
I will. But the cool thing is, he has it out for Fauci. He says he should be prosecuted. He's a criminal, and he's misled Congress and this country down a very dark road.
Yeah, there was a nice Fox News interview, as I recall, with him, and I was quite impressed.
Great.
I mean, with his, this was not so much medical. It's his life, his love for his family, love for his country, his knowledge base, yes, and then where he's wanting to go with his life. And that's a big risk for him right now.
Huge.
That got me. He's doing what he believes in, putting his money where his mouth is, and he's doing it. He's not just talking about it. I'm impressed. I don't want to get into politics. I don't think you do either. But he feels called, and he's going.
Feel called. I agree. And he's like Upton Sinclair, and I think he says the same thing. I am not frightened by your menaces, and I love that. But Robert Kennedy book, Adam, one of my star employees, he actually orders the book from Amazon, and we sell it for what we pay for it. We keep selling out. And do you know that it's number one book in the world right now?
I'd like a large print version, please.
Except the New York Times does not say that it's in the top 1% of the world, because they are so whatever you want to call them. Yeah, imagine that is a thing. Real quickly.
Just like they take some things off of Amazon and other places because it's not preached from Washington.
Yes, agenda time. On Facebook, Vital Health, I posted a really cool study on the herb saffron. Saffron's rising up on the level of respect with many people. And what saffron does, there's two things that is pretty dang amazing. One is a new study showed how it protects against macular degeneration, which is, of course, loss of your eyesight in the middle of your eyesight. Many people have that. But the second one is a study that compared it to Aricept for Alzheimer's, and it was outperformed Aricept for Alzheimer's. And thirdly, which is not on my notes, I recommend it for depression. It is a wonderful antidepressant that works extremely well.
That was what I've heard it for.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to start having lectures again at Nutrition World in 2022. We have Dr. Pavey, who's going to fly up here from Florida. He works for Life Extension Foundation, and we're going to do one on anti-aging.
Mean we can actually like sit together?
Yes,
we can sit in an audience and listen to humans, people?
And I guess what? You're not going to need a mask at Nutrition World. No way, Jose.
You know, it's kind of funny, but also sometimes it opens up new opportunities. I will say, The continuing education company, CEC, I do a lot of continuing education with them, and kudos to them. They've done a great job just rolling with all the restrictions, because sometimes they can now have speakers virtually that they could never have had before. So they've opened it up instead of shutting down like so many medical schools did. They expanded. CEC, Continuing Education Company.
I love it.
Doctors, nurses, PAs, NPs, if you need something, go on their website. Great company.
I love to
Walter Enace is the owner.
Okay. I love to see innovation based on hard times, because that has created a better world for all of us.
Walter made a better company. I mean, I went and told him that. I said, you're impressive. He said, well, we had to do something. Yes, you did.
I love it. I love it. But it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some words of wisdom. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease, with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, of course, with my partner, Dr. Green, and we take turns on different kind of words of wisdom. And again, I am just right now really connected to some of the ancient writings from Marcus Aurelius and all that stage and age of life. This one was, I think, very appropriate for the new year, for 2022, for myself, and hopefully for other people. There was one of the ancient guys, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right, Epictetus is how you pronounce it.
You got me.
And it said, he said that the root of beauty was beautiful choices. If your choices are beautiful, he said, so too you will be. It's simple and it's true. You are what your choices make you, nothing more and nothing less. He was talking of the beautiful human behavior one imagines, not of physical beauty, but actually it does apply to both. Beauty in either case can't be separated from the process. The regiment that creates it, it takes exercise, it takes discipline, it takes sacrifice. It takes weeks and months and years. It's the decision day after day after day to get out of bed early and go for a run. It's how often you pick up the book instead of the television remote, the groceries instead of the fast food, the journal instead of the phone. It's saying no to cool opportunities, to yes to your kids. So if you'd like to look and feel and be better, that gives you a good place to start in your choices. Every day presents us with opportunities to make a choice between beauty, ugliness, kindness or selfishness, mercy or vengeance, serenity or anger. There's the little choices we have to make daily. What you eat, how you talk to people, whether you pick up the television remote or book, what you think about. And some days there are bigger choices. And whether you stand up for what's right, whether you reach down to help someone who needs it, what kind of work you do, what standards you hold yourself to, if you want a beautiful life, there's no escaping it. You have to make beautiful choices. And the new year is here, and it's the perfect chance to get in the habit of making beautiful choices. And, you know, it talks about, you know, the decision to every day, we all many times don't feel like it. I can only imagine what you went through in medical school. There were days that you did not feel like super studying and doing all the things you did, but you created a life by those choices. And how many people may were not strong enough to go through all that? I did it by becoming a pilot. I do it, you know, we all try to do it every day, but I see people who have lost that incentive to have the discipline to make the right choice. And then, of course, their life is showing the effects of that. And like even that far back, this was 1,000+ years ago, they're talking about food, making the right choice on food.
But you know, the thing is, human nature and people haven't really changed. The times have.
That's a good point.
You can find so much wisdom in 1,000-year-old sayings. You really can. I was thinking of two things. When you said the medical school, you're right. But with anything difficult like that, and it goes for so many things, just say, learning to play the guitar or piano, whatever it is you're trying to do, what you're doing, what you love, is the end result. Your sight is set on the end, the prize at the end. And so you're enduring, like a marathon runner, all the pain in between, because you know what you're aiming at out of love. And I was thinking the whole time about that love verse in the Bible about you could do things with a lot of different motives, but if it wasn't out of love, it's really, really not worth it. It but those things you do out of love are.
That changes the whole game. To do it for the right intention of love, that absolutely for yourself and other human beings and even living creatures. It is so much about that. And, you know, I'm not by any means bragging. I posted on my Facebook 2 days ago that I, you know, I'm always trying to reach a new goal. I think that helps me to be motivated to, again, make the right choices, to get up at 4 a.m, go to the gym. I don't expect everyone to do that, but we all have our methods. But I did 27 pull-ups on one hang, which was the actual, I've only done 26 before on one hang. So I did 27 2 days ago. I posted it on Facebook. Again, not to brag, but I just want to motivate people that, you know, we don't have to die when we're or lessen our goals at 50 years old. I'm almost 65 and I'm still reaching new goals. So everyone can do this. Yeah. And I want you to look at my Facebook, Ed Jones, and if you want to, and observe my chin-ups.
And don't make excuses. You know, during COVID, I fell off that dietary and exercise wagon. Not that I didn't do anything. And I don't necessarily want to get back to running 3 to 5 miles every day with 3 hours of lifting 7 days a week. No, I don't necessarily want to get back to that life. But it is difficult. I will say when I want to make an excuse that, well, I can't run quite as far as fast, can't lift as much, do as many pull-ups or push-ups as I did, say, 3 years ago. Well, that's an excuse. Get my lazy self back in there and do it, which is what I've been doing. You know, I will build back into it. I have that goal, and I really do love doing it, and it's good for me. So, yeah, it's a little embarrassing to run back and do something like that, but for anybody that struggles with that, the pride of not being exactly where you want to be, just swallow that pride and do it anyway.
There you go. Endure and swallow the pride. And the thing is, you don't have to go do chin-ups and pull-ups. Mm-mm. If you're used to, if you haven't stood on 1 foot for balance more than 7 seconds, just try to get to 14 seconds. That
is
a winner.
Or maybe you
want
to play basketball. My son loves basketball. So you don't have to do what Ed does or what I do. I saw your balance training, and that actually is very effective. I was taught that by Navy SEAL. If you're standing at work, he said, just lift 1 foot, 1 inch off the ground and stand. He said that will actually add strength to your hips, your legs, your balance. And it's such an easy thing to do, and you can do that at work.
Yes. We're not talking you have to have a membership at Gold's Gym. You can do those small things and then keep a record so you keep trying to improve. You know, true nobility is not being better than other people. It's being better than what you were. And even if tiny things like the 1 foot stand.
You have to challenge yourself, though. You just do.
Yes.
And mentally, physically, spiritually, everything.
And on that Facebook post of mine, I did put a link to The Holistic Navigator. I did one on how to become your own superhero. And on that, I give tips of how to create these new levels of excellence in your life. And they can be baby things. We're not talking about things that you have to do heavy duty. I want to say real quick, ask at Nutrition World, people are coming in constantly with the flu or their family has it. I'm going back to elderberry because elderberry was in several studies equal to Tamiflu, and doing a quality elderberry early on shortened it by 2.5 days, and that's pretty cool to do and that.
That's right. I forgot to mention elderberry, but I keep that too.
And I had a guy at the gym. It's a guy named, his name's, we all call him Buddy. He had the flu the past 10 days. He came in today, the first day, and he said, I forgot how bad the flu was until he told me this. He said, you know, on day 4, I swear if I'd had a gun, I would have taken myself out. I felt so bad, I did not think there was any hope, that I did not realize how bad a human body could feel.
And let me remind people, if you are sick, and this is nothing about spreading illness, if you're running a fever, please don't go exercise vigorously. Please don't. I mean, you are putting yourself in danger.
Yeah,
if it's 99.5 or more, please either markedly back off or just avoid that day. That's a time to not do
it. There you go. I'm nutty, but if I have a temperature, I will not, first off, expose other people. Secondly, I know better. My body's trying to work hard at healing. It doesn't need to try to build muscle.
Well, having done it accidentally, I landed myself in the ER.
I remember you saying that. Yes. Yeah, you and I push ourselves sometimes with a little nonsense, but we're learning as we get older. And you know what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. And we thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, Med Jones from Nutrition World, have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.